Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is March the 16th, 2023. You know, not only are we walking together on our walk with Christ, we're walking through the Scripture together. Today, I want to talk to you about a passage of Scripture that I preached from on Wednesday night, and I made a post about it yesterday, and I'm preaching in Hebrews chapter number 12, and the author of Hebrews is reminding these Hebrew Christians about the suffering that they've experienced, the persecution that they've experienced, and he's actually telling them, don't forget about chastening. He's telling them about the importance of chastening and how chastening creates in us wisdom. And so none of us like to think about chastening because most of the time we associate that with negative circumstances, but chastening is much more than that. Chastening in the Scripture can also mean like training and education and knowledge and so forth, discipleship really. But sometimes this chastening requires some negative circumstances to come into our lives. And the thing we know is that every time that chastening does come into our lives, that it's there for a good reason, that God is trying to mold us and conform us into the image of his son, Jesus Christ. So God never is going to punish us to hurt us. He's going to chasten us, to mold us and conform us to the image of his son, Jesus Christ. So, you know, I remember when I was a boy and chastening was a part of my upbringing, and I can remember how I despised that. But as I matured and I look back on what the chastening from my parents did for me, I was so glad that they had chastened me because it molded me, and it made me a much, much better man, and it kept me out of so much trouble. And so I was thankful for that discipline that I received as I matured. And, you know, I think that's probably true about Christians also. Very early on, we experience some of the negative circumstances, and it teaches us and it conforms us to the image of God's son. In the beginning, we may not like it, but as we mature, we understand how beneficial it is. We may not desire it, but we understand that it's beneficial. So today, we don't want to forget about chastening. We want to understand what a huge part of that, what a huge part of our Christian walk chastening is. If you want a more complete study on this, you can go to the message that I preached on Wednesday, Don't Forget Chastening. But today I just want to talk to you a little bit about the benefits of chastening very quickly. First of all, if you receive chastening from the Lord, these are all found in Hebrews 12, the first thing you know that it is the outpouring of the love of God. God loves you, so therefore he is going to chasten you. Second of all, we know that when we experience chastening, that it helps us to learn to endure. We learn to endure trusting in God and waiting upon him and looking for the hope that he has set in front of us. Chastening allows us to know fully that we are the sons of God because, you know, a father doesn't necessarily discipline someone else's children, but he will discipline his own. So if we receive discipline from God, we know that he's dealing with us as sons. And so we know that we are the sons of God. Chastening will lead us to a reverence of God. There are so many people who don't care about God, don't think about God, and don't honor him. But when we receive chastening, it will cause us to reverence and honor God. Subjection to that chastening leads us to life. And then finally, chastening creates in us the holiness of God. That's why God is chastening us, is because he wants to make us conform to his image, the image of his son, Jesus Christ, and that will be in holiness. He said, "Be ye holy, for I'm holy." So his chastening will alert us to those things that aren't Christ-like and will show us how to walk in a holy manner. And so chastening creates in us the holiness of God. So chastening is beneficial. It may not be joyful, But it is beneficial, and we need to see it as just. And you know what? I don't want to say look forward to it, but we ought to be thankful for it anyway. So today I hope you learned a little bit about chastening, and you look for it and understand what God's doing in your life because he loves you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that you use sometimes unpleasant circumstances to work in our lives to highlight for us what sin is and show us maybe where we're deviating from the path of faithfulness to you. So I pray, Lord, that as we experience this chastening from your hand, we will understand your love for us and we will desire to walk in holiness. We thank you, God, that you're working in us, and we know that you're always going to work on us, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Help us to see that with a positive light and not with a negative. So we thank you for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus, and thank you for conforming us to your image. We just thank you for Jesus, who has made it all possible. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you're having a good week. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.